ランダムアクセスを行っている時など、映像を探し出すまでの間、通常は黒バックになります。シャークではコンピューター技術を応用して、誰にでもプレイヤーがランダムアクセス中であることなど、
This is Sheffield Live。
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, it's hour two. I was going to say where we go on a deep dive, but we've kind of already started that.
Yes, hour one. We did. It's been a horizontal show, apart from that last one. That was kind of get up and go, but still also quite, for me anyway, quite relaxing. It's weird how, yeah, quite frantic dance music can still be somewhat relaxing. Right, should we go backwards or forwards?
So, what a question.
We'll go backwards because I've got my notes up. So the one we just heard there was Harmony and Orca, All Right, from an EP released this year on Deep Jungle. Excellent four-tracker from ever reliable Deep Jungle. Been putting out kind of new stuff and old stuff, delving into the dats of classic, like old jungle stars of yesteryear. And repressing them, they never press enough. It's infuriating. So they'll come out, but if you don't catch them quick enough, yeah, then they're still expensive, which is, it's very much a me problem. It's nobody else's problem. But yeah, that's one of my favourites from this year. And then before that, we had the disco mix.
Yes, it's Gregory Isaacs, Babylon Too Rough, I think from 1976, but I could be wrong. Definitely mid-70s cut anyway. Joe Gibbs on production, as I think we picked one of his guests.
We did last week, yes.
Yeah, we did.
Chapter 3.
We did, yes, that's right. So yeah, followed it with Mighty 2, I Stand Accused, that's the version. With some mad, the tape slows down so much.
Yes,
when it comes in.
That is an excellent excellent cut. And if you wanted to hear some more of that, Skank and Boogie is on this Sunday, the Christmas special at Sandworth Chapel, S11, Saturday the 13th, tickets only £7, featuring Richard Smith, DJ Ski
from this parish,
yes,
yeah.
And Algie Joseph. And if you don't fancy that, you can come with us to, no, don't come with us. We'll see you there at Channel 1 at Dryad Works.
Yes, weirdly going to Dryad at 7 p.m. and yeah, finishing at 11.
And we've just found out that Horse Meat Disco down the road at Yellow Arch. So pretty annoyed. Early birds are only at 5. It would have been perfect. Literally on our way home.
Yeah, and a back-to-back night. That would have been good. So yeah, as before, we said we're sending that out for Davros on his birthday. Just had a quick look at some other people who are celebrating birthdays today.
Oh, tell me more.
So some cool ones. Tom Waits.
Okay.
76. Louis Prima. Old.
Yep, that's old.
Nicole Appleton of All Saints. 51. Some less cool ones.
Yes.
I remember them now.
Yeah, John Terry.
That was one of them. Anyway, we should introduce the guest mix.
Yes, for the next half hour, it's a guest mix from Arceliog out of Wales. So we're just going to put the volume down and get lost in this.
Thank you. var relativt bra vær I begynnelsen, men da sørsida inne, og så kom det da et avtrykk, som avtrykk de fleste gjør, de kom gjerne og går I en nordøstlig retning, og vi fant ut det at vi da måtte gå på Nordsjøen for å finne det. Sjømannsspråket på været med kun styrefart for å holde da bauen opp mot vinden.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, we're back.
We are back. Have time to do a little bit of work.
Boo.
I know. I do like the guest mixers because it means less for us to do. Yeah. We didn't even know what was in that one.
No, there was a few. There's definitely one I knew.
Yes.
We shazammed a couple.
Yeah, so well. What did you say?
Suzumu Yokota in the middle.
Yep.
From an album Sakura, which played quite a bit on the show.
There was also a Square Pusher
track,
Square Window, from a promotional 3-inch CD. So that was
that
pretty
good.
And then another one I shazammed was Group Listening with the MF Tomlinson remix of Sealand. There was a moment there I thought it was going to be an entirely Welsh mix, because, yes, the person that did the mix for us was Robin, a.k.a. Arceliog. A Welsh artist, musician, performer, played a few times on the show. Yeah, reached out to him and he gave us a guest mix, which is really nice of him to do. He's got a new album out. Oh, why have I not got this out already?
We only had half an hour to get this lined up.
It's called Gods something, right?
Imagine this on the BBC.
Yes. I was like, talking to a friend who's like, yeah, you should get a proper radio show. And I was like, right, we've got a proper radio show. But the more I think about it, the less I think it's actually proper. It's not even on that website. Oh, it's on somebody else. It's on the record label's website. Oh. I will find that. Talk amongst yourselves, listeners. Dispatch All Gods, there we go, on Lunar Module, which is a spin-off of Castles in Space. So that's the new album that came out earlier this year in October. So, yes, from the... Following the ambient-leaning Ash Dome, which is on Q-Doc from 2021. That is a great album to listen to as well. Right, we've run out of track, so...
So, yeah, we're going to play our final deep selections of the night. We'll be back shortly.
Have you heard someone say if I had money I would do things my way? But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind.
Thank you. Everyone.
Yes, well done us. I think I've managed to get through this with that guest mix because that was 30 minutes where I didn't have to think about anything, I didn't have to talk about anything, didn't have to do any notes. So thanks to Rob for that guest mix. We'll put this show back on the listen again as quickly as we can, but it could be any time in the week. So keep them peeled. We like to keep people on their toes. Right, what do we have?
Yeah, three songs there. Started out with Romance. That track's called It's Been a Long, Long Time. Now, this is taken from something of a reissue or a remix. I'm not 100% sure how it works. Anyway, it's the first release that Romance did on Ecstatic from, I think, 2020.
That sounds about right.
So it says originally released as a mixtape, and now it's kind of been issued with proper track breakdowns. Before, it was kind of like just an A and a B.
Ah, okay.
As big full length pieces. Now it's all kind of broken down. But yeah, as it says on the Bandcamp page where you can copy it, the pink vinyl has sold out, unfortunately.
Oh.
No more fluoro pink. Fusing ambient texture with emotive sweep of Hollywood's golden age symphonic soundtracks. You must remember this is a psychotropic reverie, a time smearing serenade of classical fragments, new age ballads, chopped, screwed, and dreamt. That kind of describes it pretty well.
Yeah, that does sound good. After that, we had Jeff Buckley, a live version of Satisfied Mind recorded in 92 on WFMU. We just found out that was the same year he played Sheffield down off Penistone Road. I sent that one out to an old colleague that I spent most of the night talking about how much money he makes. So that was a fun night. So that goes out to him. And then the one at the end was a new one on me, North Americans, The Living End, the opening track from their 2023 album Long Cool World, released on Third Man Records. It says, broadly, North Americans is the nom de plume of guitarist Patrick McDermott, a project that slowly evolved into a duo, including the pedal steel player Barry Walker. So yeah, that was released on Third Man Records. I watched a pretty decent video on YouTube the other day. It's called Show Us Your Junk. They kind of walk around people's studios and show stuff, and they were walking around Third Man Records shop, pressing plant, studio and whatnot in Detroit, Michigan. It's pretty exciting, showing you kind of how they do the pressings, the live room and the kit that they have going through to the live room. It's pretty funny. There's like kind of the general manager dude is showing you around. It's like, looks really familiar. And then his name flashes up, and it's not, it turns out it's one of Jack White's brothers. But Jack White isn't his actual name. I was like, oh yeah, that dude just looks like if Jack White was about 5 years older and wasn't like a rock and roll star. Just looks like an average
just
dude.
Just a normal bloke.
Yeah, just a normal bloke, but looks a bit like Jack White. It's like, oh, well, that's cool. But that's a really interesting thing. It talks about the process and how they set it up and whatnot. I think there's a really good Steve Albini one as well. I think I remember seeing his show as Junk. I'll try and put a link to that in the show notes as well. Right, that takes care of that. And we've got one more song to play.
We have, yeah. Can't finish now. It's only 5-2.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Tonight's finisher is Odyssey, from their self-titled debut album, released on Mo West, which is, I think, a Motown sort of subsidiary spin-off label. It's one of those kind of seminal soul albums. This single, Our Shape, Lives Are Shaped by What We Love. Originals are hard to come by. But you can get it on, and I think there's some sort of re-release of it on the 7th. So yeah, looking out there for this one. Amy's been playing it a lot in the house back home, so I'll send this one out for her.
Excellent. Right, we'll potentially be back next week.
Yeah, we're going to do some sort of best of the years, but not those best of the years that are good, the one where we just talk about what records we bought.
Oh yeah, everyone loves those.
It's really self-indulgent.
It cranks up a notch. Right, back next week.
On the killing.